from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey is now in a drought warning. Governor Murphy says the state is currently in a record-breaking dry spell.
Every one of us needs to do whatever we can to conserve water. To that point, and it goes without saying, this is not the time to be lighting outdoor fires either.
The warning is one step below a water emergency and mandatory restrictions. The state has seen very little rain this fall, and drier than normal conditions are in the forecast. The extremely dry conditions have resulted in hundreds of wildfires since the start of October. Workers at Newark Airport could see a minimum wage increase.
On Tuesday, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey proposed minimum wage increases for workers at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK International Airports. The proposal ties automatic wage increases to the regional cost of living. To start, three increases totaling $2.25 an hour would be implemented by January 2026. The Port Authority raised the minimum wage for airport workers to $19 an hour last year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Media reports say two New Jersey members of Congress, Josh Gottheimer and Mikey Sherrill, will soon announce their campaigns for governor. The New Jersey Globe reports Gottheimer plans to announce his plans this Friday in South Hackensack. Sherrill is expected to announce her campaign on Monday. They will become the fifth and sixth Democrats to join the race to succeed Phil Murphy. The two are coming off successful bids for re-election to Congress. And Lunchables are out of the school lunch rotations nationwide. Kraft Heinz is pulling the products from the National School Lunch Program due to weak demand, but the company said in a statement it would reconsider bringing them back in the future. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will the sun come out tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather with a mostly clear sky tonight. Lows will be between 30 and 35. We'll drop into the 20s again in the northwest hills. We'll start to see more clouds toward daybreak tomorrow and then quite a few clouds through much of the day for tomorrow. It's going to be a chilly day. High temperatures only around 50. Remaining mostly cloudy throughout tomorrow night. Lows will be in the 30s and partly sunny heading into Friday. It will be increasingly windy and milder. High temperatures Friday in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we have got 45 degrees in Elizabeth, 38 degrees in Lakewood, 38 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by One Day Doors and Closets. Transform the interior of your home with new interior doors. One Day Doors and Closets of Central New Jersey has over 60 styles to choose from. And right now, buy one door, get one free. Get the details at OneDayNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.